weeks ago, the talk that I gave was on the importance of persistent nonviolent resistance. And one of the pieces of that list was humor. And there were quite a few questions about using humor as resistance. So today I'm going to share something with you that maybe will help broaden the idea of what that looks like. The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice. So proclaimed the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. Oh, it may bend towards justice, but I would say that it does not bend gently. It bends behind the sweat of the brow, creativity of the mind, and love from the soul of those who believe that every living soul not only desires justice and equality, but has a right to it. You see, justice is not a passive pursuit. The moral arc will not bend ultimately without encouragement. And Dr. King was a living example of this kind of person who encourages the moral arc of history to bend towards justice. He's also an example of the only effective way to bend the arc, nonviolently. We cannot hope to bring about justice by any unjust means. As Dr. King says, hate begets hate, violence begets violence, toughness begets greater toughness. We must meet the forces of hate with the power of love. Now, this begs the question, though, at least I believe, what does this look like in everyday life? How do those of us who are not Dr. King's begin to work at bending the moral arc of the universe towards justice while honoring this call towards nonviolence? Well, to answer that, I'd like to share with you a children's story. It's a true story of the Koop Klutz Clowns. And it happened in Knoxville, Tennessee. The book is called White Flower. It's written by my friend, singer-songwriter, and peace activist, David Lamont. Let me share with you his recounting of what happened in Tennessee. The day was bright and sunny, as most days tend to be, in the hills of Appalachian in Knoxville, Tennessee. A dozen men put on their suits and quickly took their places in white robes, those tall and pointed hoods that hid their faces. Their feet fell down in rhythm as they started their parade. They raised their fists into the air, they bellowed and they brayed. They loved to stir the people up. They loved when they were taunted. They didn't mind the anger. That's exactly what they wanted. As they came around the corner, sure enough, the people roared. But they couldn't quite believe their ears. There seemed to be support. Had Knoxville finally seen the light? Were people coming around? The men thought for a moment that they'd found their own kind of town. But then they turned their eyes to where the cheering had its source. As one of their soldiers crumpled when they saw the mighty force. The crowd had painted their faces, and some had tacky clothes. Their hair and hats outrageous, and each had a bright red nose. The clowns had come in numbers to enjoy the grand parade. They laughed and they danced that other clowns had come to town that day. And then the marchers shouted, and the clowns all strained to hear. Each one turned in intently with a hand cupped to an ear. White power, screamed the marchers. And they raised their fists and hands. The clowns leaned in and listened as if they couldn't understand. Then one held up his finger and helped all the others to see the point of all this yelling, and they joined right in with glee. White flower, the clowns shouted, as they reached into their clothes and they pulled out bags and tore them, and huge clouds of powder arose. They poured it on each other and they threw it in the air. It got all over baggy clothes and multicolored hair. Now, all but a few of them were joining in the jokes. You could almost see the marchers turning red beneath their white cloaks. They wanted to look scary. They wanted to look tough. One rushed right at the clowns in rage and was hauled away in cuffs. But the others chanted louder, marching on around their bend. The clowns all marched with them too, of course, supporting their new friends. White power, came the marchers' cry. They were not amused. The clowns grew still and thoughtful. Well, perhaps they had been confused. They huddled and they consulted this bright and silly crowd. They listened quite intently. Then one said, "I've got it now. White flowers," screamed the happy clown, and they all rested on all the rest joined in. The air was filled with flowers, and they laughed and danced again. "Everyone loves flowers, white, and the white's the pretty sort. I can't think of a better cause for people to support." Green flower stems went flying like small arrows and bad archers. White petals covered everything, including mad marchers. And then a very tall clown called to the others to attention. He choked down all his chuckles and said, "Friends, I have to mention that what with all this mirth and fun, it's sort of hard to hear, but now I know the cause that these paraders hold so dear. Tight showers!" The clown bursted and he hit his head in wonder. He held up a camp shower and all the others got under, or at least they tried to get beneath. They strained but couldn't quite. There wasn't room for all of them. They pushed in, but it was tight. "White power," came the mad refrain, quite carefully pronounced. The clouds consulted once again. Then a woman clown announced, "I've got it. I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed that it took so long to see, but what these marchers march for is a cause that's quite dear to me. Wife power," she exclaimed. And all the other clowns joined in. They shook their heads and laughed at how erroneous they had been. The woman clown hoisted up on the shoulders of others. Some pulled on wedding dresses, chanting, "Here's to wives and mothers." Then the men in robes were sullen. They knew they'd been defeated. They yelled a few more times, and then they finally retreated. And when they'd gone, a kind policeman turned to all the clowns and offered them an escort through the center of the town. The day was bright and sunny, as most May days tend to be, in the hills of Appalachian down in Knoxville, Tennessee. People joined the new parade. The crowd stretched out for miles. The clowns passed out more flowers and made everybody smile. And what would the lesson be to that shiny southern day? Can we understand the message the clown sought to convey? Seems that when you're fighting hatred, hatred's not the thing to use. So here's to those who march on in their big red floppy shoes. That is nonviolent resistance. What matters is how they resisted hate and domination. They did not respond in kind with hate and domination aimed at the other side. They took aim at the silly idea that one race is more important than another, and they let their sharp wits fly in a barrage of puns and general silliness. So, let us march on, bending the arc of the moral universe towards justice. It will take the sweat of our brow, the creativity of our minds, and the love of our souls if we hope to sort out a non-violent way forward. But we must never lose sight of the reality that non-violence is the only way forward. And may our friends, the Ku Klux Klowns, remind us that sometimes the hard work of bending the moral universe, the arc of the moral universe towards justice, can be made all the more pleasant and all the more effective with the use of a little humor. So now is your opportunity to respond to this particular talk. Just ask, as always, if you'll keep your response as concise as possible to allow others a chance to respond if they would like. Are there any thoughts or responses?
Yes. Well, my name is Zora. Now, of course, a number of you probably remember my directing the White Flower production here at the church. It was last year and maybe the year before. But this is I love comedy and I love humor, and so this is partly in the nature of an announcement as well as an acknowledgement of the joy of humor. So one thing I do want to say is that in all my studies of theater, humor and the sense of comedy is very much related to survival and very much related to life force itself, arose out of the fertility rituals and the ancient past. And that's all about life, continuing to survive. But I'm going to get off the bridge and not continue to pontificate anymore. And little Latinic humor there. Just want to, sort of entreat you, if you wish to have a good laugh, is go see Triad Stage's production of Molière's Don Juan. It is one of the funniest and most insightful and wondrous productions they've ever put on at Triad Stage, and is continuing till the 26th. There's a lot of topical humor about our world in there, but also the core of the story with this crazy narcissistic man who just loves women but yet doesn't, and it's great. So, anyway, thank you.